Good afternoon. My name is Sandro Bonazzola. I'm a manager working for Red Hat, and within the OKD workgroup, I'm focusing on the virtualization-related topics. Today, Simone Tiraboschi, Red Hat Principal Software Engineer working within OpenShift virtualization product, he's here with me for introducing you to OKD virtualization. Due to time constraints, it will be a very quick introduction. So if you find the topic interesting, I would like to invite you to join the conversation within the OKD community and learn more about it. OKD virtualization is the community project bringing traditional virtualization technology into OKD. It's built on top of the KubeVirt project on the, and the hyperconverged cluster operator project. For those who don't know OKD, it's a sibling Kubernetes distribution to Red Hat OpenShift. If you're not familiar with OpenShift, you can think of it as a Kubernetes distribution which extend the vanilla Kubernetes with security and other integrated concepts, adding developer and operation-centric tools. The OKD workgroup board is composed by members from Red Hat and the University of Michigan. OKD is deployable on many different infrastructure platforms, from bare metal to cloud. It is suitable for a wide array of deployments, from small edge clusters to massive compute workloads. But for OKD virtualization scope, we focus on the bare metal on-premise deployment.
So what is KubeVirt? KubeVirt is a Kubernetes virtualization API and all its runtime in order to provide a control plane, an additional control plane, to let the user define and manage virtual machines. What do we mean with virtual machines in Kubernetes? Our virtual machines are running in containers and they are based on the standard KVM stack. They are going to be scheduled, deployed, and managed by Kubernetes as a native object, and they are going to be integrated with the standard mechanism to let Kubernetes provide access to containers and pods. So there is the traditional pod-like software-defined network connectivity for them, and they are going to be baked off by the persistent storage paradigm that is commonly used in a Kubernetes, so persistent volume planes, persistent volume, and storage classes. Why KubeVirt? The main advantage, the main benefit of a KubeVirt is that you can use virtual machines and containers together. KubeVirt follows the standard Kubernetes paradigms, so you can use container networking interface, CNI drivers, you can use container storage interface, CSI drivers, and the virtual machines are defined as via custom resource definition so that you can manage them as custom resources to be able to manage them as a native Kubernetes objects. Just a few words on the KubeVirt architecture. This is pretty complex and it deserves a separate discussion. Basically, on each node, there is a control layer named Virt Handler. Each virtual machine is basically a pod that contains libvirt and QEMO that runs the virtual machine as a process. That pods runs on each, can run on each configured node alongside other pods that contains standard containers. All of them is managed by an additional API server which provides this additional control plane. Now, what is HCO? HCO is the hyperconverged cluster operator. KubeVirt project